Now, verse 13, if we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. Now, according to the nature of Christ, he cannot accept as true one who's false. That's the reason that he gave such a scathing denunciation of the religious rulers of that day. He called them hypocrites. They were pretending to be something they were not. And if Christ accepted someone who's not genuine, why, he actually would be denying himself, because he's true. He is the truth. Therefore, we must be genuine, friends. That's the important thing here. Now, verse 14, he says here, of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Now, actually, this has to do about disputes of words. And actually, what we have here is the fact that God's people need to remember that we need to stick to essentials. We don't need to argue about empty words and philosophies and about our little differences. I read a letter from a pastor of an assembly of God. He said that he appreciated our ministry. He receives our notes and outlines. He recommends it to his church. He says, now, we don't agree on everything. And we don't. I can't see his point on certain things. He can't see mine either. And maybe when we get up in the presence of Christ, we're going to find out what the man said once. He said there are always three sides to every question. Your side and my side, and then the right side. And maybe we both are going to have to be straightened out. But the important thing, he and I ought not to argue for the very simple reason that we agree on too many things. And that's the way he wants it, and that's the way I want it. Because I think we waste a lot of time in this negative approach of trying to correct other believers. Now, it's hard to correct a believer, I'll tell you that. But instead of doing that, let's try to stay on the positive side. Accentuate the positive used to be a song a long time ago, I remember.